Our story is about one of the great sages of the Talmud named Marzutra. Marzutra was the son of Rav Nachman Bar Yaakov. His grandfather was the head of all the Jews out in Babylon. And he lived in the city Sikra. And he left the city of Sikra to go to the famous city of Machoza, where there was a big yeshiva. Now, when he went to Machoza, he didn't want to tell the people of Machoza that he was coming. He didn't want them to prepare anything special in his honor. So he's headed to the city of Machoza, and the two great sages of Machoza come out to greet him, Rava and Rav Safra. We know Rava, right? Rava is Rav Chista's son-in-law. Now, when Marzutra sees them, he thinks, gee, I wonder how they knew I was coming. So he feels bad a little bit that he caused them this to schlep out to greet him. The truth is that they didn't know he was coming. They went out and they had their own journey to go on. And when Marzutra met the rabbis, so he asked in modesty, why did the rabbis have to trouble themselves to come out such a distance to greet me? And Rav and Rav Safra understood that Marzutra thinks they're headed out to greet him, when in fact they're headed out for their own journey. So Rav Safra said, we didn't know that the rabbi was coming. Had we known, we would have really been happy to come out to greet you, and we would have gone out even a greater distance. But we didn't really know. And when they left, when the Marzutra continued his way, and they continued their way, so Rava said to Marzutra, why'd you tell him that? Maybe now he's embarrassed, because here he thought we were coming out towards him. Really, we weren't. Rav Safra said, I couldn't not tell him. Because if we would have remained silent, so he would have been confident that we went out to greet him, and then he would have felt like he owes us something, right? We showed him an honor. That's called gnevas das. Gnevas das is when we mislead someone. We do something that's innocent, but nonetheless, I'm not stealing an item from him, I'm stealing his understanding. I'm causing him a misunderstanding. So Rava held that because of, Rav Safra held that because of gnevas das, you're not allowed to cause him to think that you did something on his behalf when you really didn't do it. And Rava held that being that they didn't cause him to err, they didn't tell him, you know, we came out to greet you. So they didn't actively cause him to err. He thought so. They didn't have to correct him. Now, Rav Safra technically agreed with Rava that being that they didn't cause him to err, they wouldn't be in transgression. But he said, even in such a roundabout way, where when it can cause an error, even though technically they didn't cause him the error, but they were silent and allowed him to err, even so, we have to be careful and be truthful with him. So instead, he said other kind words to tell him, you know, we would have loved to come out, we would have greeted you had we only known, but the truth was more important to him. And Chazal say that Rav Safra is an example of the verse that says, Dover Emet, he who speaks the truth, he is eternally lasting before God, that Hashem likes people who are truthful down to the T. And that was Rav Safra. That even in an instance where he didn't cause a misunderstanding, and that technically Marzutra was simply feeling good about the fact that they came out to greet him, he said, no, we have to stick to the exact truth. And he told them, I'm sorry, had we known we would have, but the truth is we didn't know. So Chazal tell us that on our level, we have to be careful not to offer someone something where we know they're not going to accept. You know, sometimes you know the person's not going to accept, but you keep offering. Chazal say that's gnevas das. That's a theft of his understanding, so to speak. You're being dishonest with him. You're showing as though, here, have some more cake, have some more cake. No, I'm on a diet. I can't. I promised my wife I won't have more. Okay, you're pushing him when you know he's not going to accept. Chazal gave us other examples where we have to be careful. Certainly we can't go ahead and tell someone, yeah, I was coming out to greet you, and really we were just going out to check if the mail came, right? Certainly that, even on our level, we have to be careful about. You know, in their case, they didn't mislead him, he misled himself. So there's a discussion, did they have to correct him or not? But to actively mislead someone, that even we have to be careful about.